this is a red flag guy, but they're still engaging with this guy, well, how about you stop actually engaging with him and focus on yourself, like really focus on yourself.
Even if the green flag man is not there, they're gonna tell themselves, it's okay to have a red flag man.
Yes.
I'm mentally strong enough to sustain this until a green flag man comes across.
You're not gonna attract that green flag man. You're not gonna attract the high value man because he knows that you don't even value yourself. Why should he value you?
Welcome to Dating Flags
by Didi
and your boy Joe.
Your boy.
Your boy Joe. Babe, I'm angry. I'm sick and tired of people trashing dating apps. They're saying dating apps are not good for you. They're saying it makes men less masculine. Women are on it only for attention. People lie on it. Like, what the hell? Why are people trashing our modern day 21st century matchmaker? I'm tired of it. It's like they expect us to cling to this notion that love should organically blossom in the eyes of the grocery stores. Really? That's not gonna happen. That does not happen. Or you should do some heroic act where an old lady falls in a grocery store and you run up, you help up this old lady, and while you're helping her up, somebody behind you, a beautiful lady's watching you, and she's thinking to herself, oh, this man is so brave, he's so amazing, and you turn around and your eyes make four and you're like, oh, we fell in love and get married. Like, bro, this is not the movies. Why are people trashing our 21st century matchmaker dating apps? I'm tired of it.
Listen, I'm tired too. Because women always talk down on dating apps. But then when a guy approaches her in real life, she's like, ew, why are you here? Like, leave me alone. Why is a stranger talking to me? Oh my God, let me be. Don't interrupt my workout. Don't interrupt my morning walk. Like, they want, I don't know what they want. Because apparently, they don't want a guy to approach them in real life. But they also talk down on dating apps. So they're constantly complaining. So how are they going to find a man?
No. This is what they want us to do. They want us to get a pen, dot it in some ink, write a love letter. My dear Diana, I love you. And this love letter, I'm going to strap it to a pigeon back. And I'm going to say, fly away, pigeon. Go give this letter to Diana, the love of my life. Like, bro, that's not working. Like, we've, just like how we traded horses for cars, we've updated our approach to dating.
Yep.
It's 2023. We're not using telegrams and paper maps. We're using Google Maps. And whether you like it or not, dating apps. So get with the program. Woo! Hey, bro. I'm sorry. I'm just mad. You can feel the heat coming off. I'm mad. The thing is, dating apps work, but it's not working for you. It's not working for them.
Exactly. It works because look at us. Look at us. It works.
Exactly.
We're here. We met on a dating app and it works.
I think it's four things that we did that everyone can do to, you know, increase your chances of having success on dating apps. We're not saying it's going to work all the time, but what we are saying is it's going to increase your chances of having success on dating apps. Yep. And here are the four things. One, you want to think about the way you present yourself. So presentation is key. That's one. Two, you want to think about who you're choosing. So you have to choose the right person. Three, and this is the most important one. Number three.
I love that one.
You want to have a dating funnel.
Dating funnel.
Funnel.
So important.
It's extremely important. And four, know your strengths and stick to it. Those are the four things you can follow. And that's what we did to have some success on the apps. Let's get started with presentation. One of the things I see a lot is that people are just taking this random selfie, this ugly ass selfie, and then they're going to post it like, yeah, I'm going to get the baddest girl right now on this date. Like, that's not going to happen.
When, like, the picture is probably blurry or the camera is dirty.
That's the one that happens a lot. The camera is so dirty and they're just like, positioning themselves, getting the eyebrow raised. Yep. Like, no, you're getting no one with your blurry camera. You're putting absolutely no effort into how you present yourself on the app. And that's a problem. Presentation is key. You're going to attract how you present yourself. And if you present yourself like a hot mess online, not even a hot mess, an ugly mess online, what do you think you're going to get?
And the same thing for women too. Women present themselves in a very different way where they are looking for something serious and for a high value man, but then they're putting slutty pictures on their profile on a dating app. Why are you putting slutty pictures out there when you're actually looking for a green flag man? You're looking for something serious.
Green flag.
If you're not out there partying every weekend, why do you come off as you are that one that is partying and not looking for something serious, but for fun? How about you make sure you put the right pictures in a dating app so that you can attract the right person?
I like to use a car example. Let's say you're selling a car. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys can relate to this. If you're selling a car and you decide to put it on Facebook Marketplace or Offer, you put it wherever, and you put this car on the app. Now, when you're putting the car on the app, are you going to put the car when it's dirty? Or are you going to put the car when it's nice and clean so you can present it well?
Exactly.
You're not going to put the car for sale with the car dirty as hell, because nobody's gonna send you a message. Yep. Hey, is the car still available? No. Are you gonna have a potential buyer come by to look at the car if you need an oil change, if you need to replace the brakes? No, you're not gonna do that. So why aren't you presenting yourself like how you would present a car if you're trying to sell it, where you're trying to get as most as possible for that car? Yeah. That's the issue. There's no effort. So I'm sure a lot of bros can relate to that. Now, whenever you're setting up your dating profile, what you want to think about how you present yourself. Think of yourself like a car, bro. Think of yourself like you're trying to sell this Ferrari, or not even a Ferrari. You're trying to sell a Honda Civic. It's a Honda Civic. Make sure you fix it up nicely. Make sure you wash it, oil change, everything. Make sure you're groomed. Make sure your skin is looking good. Invest in skincare, whatever the hell you have to do. And then present yourself on the app. And that will increase your quality matches.
And also for the women, know your values and know what you're looking for in a man. Know what you're about. Set boundaries. Put in your description exactly what you want. If you want a romantic guy that brings you flowers, then how about you put this in your description so that every man that comes on your profile knows that about you. It's very important to communicate clearly.
It is. It is. And clarity is very important. Clarity. It's very important, right? Like, think about this. If you're selling this car on Facebook Marketplace, are you just going to put the car and say, yeah, the car is on the market now. High price, low price, I'll take any price.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve. I'll take any price. Are you going to do that? No, you're not going to do that. So why aren't you descriptive on your dating app profile? In your description, there's nothing. You're not putting nothing there. You're not telling someone what you want. You just leave it vague. Vague and brief. No. You need to be specific. This is your opportunity to highlight your traits. Communicate that you're communicative, you're romantic, you're consistent, you're thoughtful, you're considerate. All of these good things. Highlight your values. Highlight your traits. Highlight what's good about you. When you're posting the car, you're saying, this car has Bluetooth. This car has four-wheel drive. This car is the safest car in the world. Why are you putting so much energy in posting that car, posting the description of the car and not the description of yourself and your traits? Now, you're telling me the other person on the other side, and this is what a lot of guys do. They say, oh, but once she sees me in person, she's going to see how amazing I am. She's not going to meet you in person. You're presenting a dirty car. You're a dirty car. She wants to meet a clean car. Present yourself better. No, nobody's going to come. Nobody's going to come and look at that car. Nobody's going to come and look at you. No woman is going to want to go on dates with you if you're presenting yourself in that manner. Improve it. Get clear with your descriptions. And then you'll get some good dates. I'm angry. I'm angry. Now let's think about improvement, right? We're still on the topic of presentation. And I'm going back to the car example because I'm speaking to my good bros out there. I want to help you guys. Now, you decided to sell a car for $5,000, right? $5,000. And you find out if you buff out the scratches on the car, fix that beat up old bumper that you busted up. If you fix that, you'll be able to sell it for $6,000.
Oh.
And to fix it is just like $200. So you're telling me if I do all this, I can sell it for $6,000. That's a no-brainer. And it's the same thing to increase your value to the dating marketplace. If you want to increase your value to women, you have to invest in self-development, self-improvement. You have to become better. What are your muscles like? What is your mind like? What is your pockets like? Improve those things.
Girls, ladies, you have to invest in yourself. You have to focus on yourself first, work on yourself, work on your self-development, work on your self-improvement, work on your body, work on your mental health, work on your inner self. Don't date red flag men while you're looking for green flag men. How does that make sense?
No sense.
Seriously, I know so many women that come to me, they're telling me, I'm working on myself, I'm improving in myself, I'm listening to audiobooks on how to attract, you know, green flag men, how to manifest a high value man. But then in their free time, what are they doing? In their free time, they're dating red flag men and they see their red flags. They know that this is a red flag guy, but they're still engaging with this guy. Why? Because they're blinded by his look, because he looks good, but they exactly know that he is a red flag. And every time they come to me and they tell me, but Diana, this is a red flag, and this is a red flag, and this is a red flag. And I'm just thinking, I'm just over there thinking, well, how about you stop actually engaging with him and focus on yourself, like really focus on yourself, not just like 1 hour per week, but seriously in your free time, instead of meeting this guy, how about you stop meeting him? And then you're gonna start attracting the right man.
A lot of women don't wanna go through that phase where there's no attention there.
But when you're working
on yourself, I feel when you're working as yourself, you're gonna be in that lonely zone where it's just you and you. But a lot of women, they don't wanna have that void where there's no other men. So
that's true.
Even if the green flag man is not there, they're gonna tell themselves, it's okay to have a red flag man.
Yes.
I'm mentally strong enough to sustain this until a green flag man comes across. You know what green flag man sniff?
Exactly.
I smell red. I don't want that.
They know that.
I don't want you.
An actual high value man can tell when she's out there still dating red flag man, because you know what that also means? That means you don't value yourself. You do not value yourself.
Preach!
You do not value yourself if you're still engaging with these red flag men. You're not gonna attract that green flag man. You're not gonna attract the high value man because he knows that you don't even value yourself. Why should he value you?
And let me tell you why it doesn't make sense, ladies. As a man, if I know you're dating a red flag man, you're having experiences with red flag man,
you have no boundaries.
You're prioritizing red flag man. Now, you treat red flag man different. You give red flag man some things quicker. Now, if I come along, a green flag guy, a waving green flag guy, and I know that you're doing these things with a red flag man, I'm like, yo, I don't fit your category. You really like red flag. So don't act like you want to treat me like a green flag and tell me I have to wait because I'm a green flag. No, be consistent.
So with that being said, you want to do 3 things in order to attract green flag swipes.
Yeah.
And also messages. Green flag messages.
Yes. Messages.
Listen, let me be with my Austrian accent.
Messages.
Number one is you want to put a proper picture on your dating profile. Why? Because, again, as I said, don't post a slutty picture on your dating app if you're not that slutty person. But women do that, actually.
Really?
Yes, women will put slutty pictures on the profile because they think they can attract more men. But let me tell you, you're going to attract the wrong man. You're going to attract that red flag man.
Yeah.
And this, you don't want that. You do not want that. Number two is be specific with what you want and what you're about.
That's right.
Be clear. Tell them what you want. Tell them exactly what you expect and what you want. And number three, invest in yourself.
That's right.
Go have a workout. Make sure you eat right. Listen to some audiobooks. Read a book. Learn something that helps you to improve and to be better and to value yourself.
Now, let's say you're doing all these things. You're presenting yourself in the right way. Mm-hmm. You're being descriptive with what you want. And you're investing in yourself. You're investing in self-development and self-improvement. What I usually see after this is people are not choosing the right person.
Mm.
And that's where they mess up.
That's so true.
And I see a lot of guys, they tend to think, oh, I just want the right approach. I want the, once I get the right things to say, I'm going to say it to her in the right way. And then she's all mine. And then they're so shocked and flustered when they do all these things and they don't get the girl. They're in disbelief. So now they're doing even more elaborate things to try to get a girl. Because men feel like they can get any woman. Like, bro, you're not a diamond to her. You're a pebble, bro. Know yourself. To her, you're a pebble. Have you ever just thought to yourself that you're just not her type?
Yeah.
Like you're just not her type. Move on. So what I would advise men to do is prioritize women who choose you. You don't want to try and get something that's not for you and that's not attracted to you. What? That makes no sense. And let's say you have a high standard and you want something else. You want a girl that doesn't choose you. Some things men can do is just level up. And how a man level up? Through his status, finances, increasing his overall grooming to have a more sexual appeal. There's different things men can do to level up. Investing in yourself. Those are things you can do to level up.
And women make the same mistake. They think that the guy chose her when he's really out there engaging with many women at the same time.
Mm.
He's not just making you feel good. You just decided to ignore the red flag.
Wow.
When really, he's doing the bare minimum. He's literally doing the bare minimum, and women will be out there saying, oh my God, he's so in love with me. He's so in love with me. He makes me feel so good by replying to my message within 5 minutes.
Wow.
Which is the bare minimum, right?
Wow.
It doesn't matter if he replies within 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 2 hours. That doesn't matter. Like, he's doing the bare minimum and you're out there. You think he chose you when he did not. And that's the thing. Women move too fast. How about you focus on, all right, is he really my type? Not just physically. Because physically, obviously, he's going to be your type physically. But how about he's your type emotionally? And also, how about you like his personality? And that's why you have to create a dating funnel.
A dating funnel.
Yeah. So you're at a point where you got the attention of a potential green flag guy.
Yeah.
So what's next? Go on a date with him? No. You're not going to go on a date with him immediately. No. That's when you create a dating funnel. Now imagine the 6'6" guy that you met on the dating app.
Yeah.
You meet up with him and he's actually a 5'6".
Wait, what?
Can you actually...
That's like a foot less.
A foot less, yes. You think I'm not going to notice that? You think that you're a foot less? You think I'm not going to notice that you're a foot less?
Foot, feet, whatever the hell it is. That's crazy.
Can you imagine how disappointed you would be if you meet up with this so-called 6'6" guy that's really 5'6"? Seriously, that's why it's so important to give it time and follow the dating funnel steps.
So talk to me about these dating funnel steps.
It's that simple.
So tell me about it.
It's dating app, Instagram, texting, talking, FaceTiming, and then dating.
So basically what the dating funnel is then is like it's like a step-by-step process to get to know the person better.
Exactly. You obviously want to know what's behind this guy. Like, you're not gonna... That's a big red flag to go on a date straight from dating app to a date. You don't do this. You want to see what is he about. So the best way to do that is to ask him for his Instagram.
So ideally, it helps you to eliminate... To give you more opportunity to see potential red flag.
Ladies, it's the same thing if you want to get your lashes done. What are you going to do if you want to get your lashes done? You're going to find a lash tech and then you're going to go and look at the reviews.
Yeah.
You're going to look, is she good? Is she doing a good job? Is she doing a bad job? Is there any red flags? You can also type in her name on Instagram and see her work. Is she doing a good work or a bad work? Same thing with men. You go on their Instagram profile and you can tell a lot. You can find a lot of red flags. You can find a lot of green flags. And you know a little bit more than you knew before.
From the dating app, right?
Right.
I see.
Let's say I found a guy on the dating app. I like his looks. He looks good. He seems perfect. He seems handsome. He seems like he could be a potential green flag guy that I could go on a date with.
What about his description?
His description, perfect. He's saying he's passionate, he's consistent, he likes to work, he loves traveling, all the nice stuff that, you know, just match with my values.
Nice.
So everything is perfect. Now I swipe right because I want to get to know him. Now we're texting for a little bit. Now I see that he kind of wants to go on a date with me. But what do I do? I'm immediately going to ask him for his Instagram. Because that's where I want to keep having the conversation. I don't want to be on a dating app anymore and talk to him on the dating app. I want to talk to him on Instagram while I'm stalking over his profile.
This is where he's in the funnel now.
Exactly. So that's where the dating funnel starts now. So we're on Instagram now. We're texting on Instagram. I'm looking through his profile. All right. He still seems like a green flag guy.
Okay.
No red flags so far. Everything is great. No girls, no pictures with any girls on his Instagram.
Okay. So he's consistent from the dating app to the Instagram. It's the same consistent person you're seeing.
Yes. He's very consistent. He's the exact same person on a dating app and on Instagram.
I see. Okay. Now let's say that you're on Instagram and you can't even see his stories and he's moving a little sketchy.
Red flag.
That's red.
Yes. Red flag. I'm not gonna engage no longer with him. And this is the issue. A lot of women just decide to ignore that red flag. They decide, or when they see that he's not consistently texting back.
Yeah.
A lot of women like to tell themselves, oh, he's just busy. Oh, yeah, he's just busy. That's why he didn't text me back for 2 days. You can't tell me that at the end of the day, he's not laying in bed on his phone. Like, he has the time to text you back.
That's right.
So what's next after Instagram? Texting. So I will hope that he will ask me for my number. If not, I'll ask him, but only if he's a green flag. Remember, he has to be a full-on green flag guy so that we can move on to the next step, which is texting. After we text a while and everything is going great, we want to talk on the phone. So again, I'm going to hope that he's going to ask me to give him a call. But if not, that's fine. I can initiate. That's totally fine. I'll initiate to give him a call or...
Let's say he doesn't want to talk on the phone. What do you do then?
Oh, that's a full-on red flag.
That's red.
Why would you not want to talk to me? If you're interested in me, if you want to go on a date with me, if you want to get to know me, why wouldn't you want to talk to me on a phone call? And now here we are talking on the phone for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
We're talking on the phone for 2 hours. Yes. 2 hours. The conversation is going great. Now you're gonna wanna like see his face and like maybe FaceTime. So what you're gonna do, maybe you can say something like, hey, I wanna show you something. Can you turn on your camera, right?
Wow.
You just want to make sure that he's not a red flag before you go on a first date with him.
Wow.
If he turns on the camera, perfect. You see him on FaceTime. You guys are FaceTiming now. After 2 hours of talking, you're FaceTiming now. And everything is great. He still looks good. He looks the exact same way, like on the pictures. Everything is going great. Perfect. Now you can go on a first date. But imagine now he says no to FaceTime. Why you don't want to FaceTime with me? Like, what's
what is he hiding?
Yeah, there's something shady. Like, there's something shady. What are you hiding? Are you hiding your ugly face behind a phone call? Like, what is that? Like, obviously, please don't ignore the red flag. Because if he does not want to FaceTime with you, there is a red flag. Obviously, there is something behind it.
That's true. That is certainly true. But some of the times, it can be a valid reason, though. But if a guy gives a valid reason why he doesn't want to FaceTime, he's going to give you another option. All right, I can't FaceTime now, but maybe in about...
FaceTime tomorrow.
Exactly, which is reasonable.
Exactly, so that's fine. So girls, please don't think like, oh, he doesn't want to FaceTime. All right, red, block him. No. Like, obviously, it's fine if you guys FaceTime another day. That's fine. Just make sure you follow these steps before you even go on a first date. So that the thing with the 5'6" guy doesn't happen to you.
Wow, that's, I like that. And the interesting part is each time you take one step to the other, I realize it gives you more opportunity to see who this person really is.
Exactly.
And it obviously is no guarantee that it's going to be Mr. Perfect, but it decreases your chances of having a bad experience on a first date because you've taken the time to know this person. You started talking to them on the app. Then you see them on Instagram. And while you're texting them or calling, having phone talks with them, you're still seeing what they're posting on Instagram.
Exactly.
So you're really getting to see, all right, who is this person? Who really is this person? You're not going to be surprised. And anything that's can be perceived as a red flag is going to pop up.
You just want to make sure you have a great time on your first date. And this is how you can also avoid wasting your time.
That's true.
You just avoid wasting your time by looking out for those red flags. And if he doesn't have those red flags, great. Awesome. There is a 99% chance that you're going to have a great date and probably going to go on a second date and on a third date.
Wow.
Just like with us.
That's very thorough. That's a lot.
It's not a lot, actually. You know, it's really simple, you know? Like,
wow.
If people would just take their time to follow these steps before, like, jumping right into a date, then they wouldn't even complain that much about dating apps.
And you know,
that's the thing.
And you know what's true? It's really true because if I'm buying a car, I'm not going to buy the first car I look at. If I look at this car and I see a red flag, oh, on to the next one, right? And you can do that from just scrolling on Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. So if I click touch a car and the bumper is a little bit beat up and I scroll down some more and I touch on another car and I said, yeah, this one looks good, but the mileage is high.
Mm-hmm.
So you're filtering. So I like that. I like that concept.
I actually have a story to tell. And this is a true story that happened to me once, obviously before I met you. So I was talking to a guy on the dating app.
Yeah.
And obviously I asked him for his Instagram or he asked me. I don't remember. But we exchanged our Instagram profiles. We followed each other. We even moved on, you know, text messaging. And he would always post a lot of stories. And in his highlights, I would see that he had like some female friends.
Mm.
But that was fine with me. It did not bother me at that time. So now here comes the best part. He was full on a green flag. Everything was going great. But after a while, I noticed he's not posting any stories anymore.
Huh.
Why is that? That is so suspicious because he used to post stories every single day, and all of a sudden I do not see no posts.
Really?
And then I went on his profile.
Yes.
And I also saw that all his highlights were gone.
Wait, you're getting
real.
Do you
know what that means?
You're getting real detective like
now.
Do you
know what that means?
Give it to me, Detective Diana.
Us girls, we're stalkers. I don't care.
Detective Diana.
I'm proud of that.
Let it out.
Listen, do you know what that, do you actually know what that means when you can't see the highlights?
I don't.
I'm sure all of the ladies right now that are listening to that, they know what that means. He blocked me on his stories. He blocked me. So what did I do?
What
did I do?
Don't tell me. Do not. No, please. Don't.
I went on my fake profile. Because yes, I have one. Yes, I have one. I have a fake profile. So I went on my fake profile, typed in his Instagram name, because and he had a public profile. And all of a sudden, I saw wow. all his highlights and I saw his stories. And his wow. stories were with girls. And wow. this is a big red flag. Now,
see, that is wild.
That's why it's important to look out for details.
And seriously. Use the funnel.
Also, I want to say, yes, his stories were with girls, but it was the same girls. I think it was his best friends, like his female best friends, which is fine, right?
Wow.
The red flag was not the girls. The red flags was, why did he block me in the first place?
Mm.
Why was that?
So wait, so, when he blocked you, was he still texting you?
Yes.
Red. No, I was a little suspicious with the detective and the FBI.
The story is not done.
Well, okay.
What did I do, right? I could have just blocked him completely, stopped texting him and everything. And, you know, I suggest you do that. You just like stop engaging with him because he's just a red flag. But sometimes, you know, you can clarify things. So what I actually did,
yeah.
and I wanted to do that, I confronted him.
Mm.
That's what I did. Because wow. in my mind, I was like, all right, I'm done with him. But I still want to confront him because I just want to see what is it about. I just wanted to know why did he do that. And I told him, I literally told him everything. I told him, you know, I noticed I didn't see your highlights anymore. And I saw with another profile that I saw your stories. I saw that you blocked me and I saw your stories with those girls. So why is that? And his excuse was, I didn't want you to think something wrong about me that, you know, I'm like a player
wow.
posting these girls when wow. these are just my friends. And I told him, well, you could have communicated with me. Hey, listen, you know, I have those female friends. You know, is it a deal breaker for you? Is that something that you don't like?
Yeah.
He could have literally communicated with me, telling me that he has female friends instead of just blocking me. Like, where is this gonna go? That doesn't make sense. Because imagine we would meet and imagine we would like engage a lot and eventually we would go into a relationship. Are you just gonna like stop being friends with those female girls then?
And you know what? When you started the story, I'm like, whoa, I'm getting mad detective stalker vibe right here. But once you got to the conclusion, I realized, damn, this is actually crazy. And a lot of guys do this too. Like, they're going to make sure that, yo, they're not going to talk to a woman or wife a woman that's of certain status, especially if she's promiscuous. But I want to ask you this though. Why did you feel the need to confront him even though you saw what he was doing? Did you need further clarification for yourself or were you hanging on to some type of hope? What was that?
It was no hope at all. Cause I was like, yeah, I'm done with him. Cause I really didn't care. And it was just the beginning. So, and that's the thing I didn't understand. It's literally the beginning of the talking stage. Why do you feel the need to block me and to hide something? So if you're doing this already in the talking stage, can you imagine what he would do later on? And the reason why I just wanted to confront him is literally because I just wanted to see his face and his reaction. I wanted to see what he's going to tell me. I just wanted to know. I just wanted to know. I was just curious.
So when he blocked you, what was that texting communication like?
It was normal.
Wow.
It was normal. And you know what? But that's the thing. To be honest, I wasn't mad at him for having female friends. And I literally told him, if you would have just communicated with me and tell me, hey, listen, you know, I have two female friends. They're my best friends and I hang out with them a lot. And it's literally just friends. And, you know, what do you think about it? What's your thoughts? Is that something you could deal with? Is that okay for you? Like if he would have been like that and be honest with me, then, you know, I would have thought about it. And then, you know, maybe we could have still like actually go on a date. But the fact that he just, from the beginning on, he just wanted to hide this from me. How does that make sense?
That's a small seed that grows up and become this big toxic tree.
Yeah.
When women ignore that red flag, right? and jump into relationships with someone they really don't know because they didn't do their research. They didn't take this person down the funnel to really see a red flag. Now, interestingly enough, some women, they see the red flag and they still stay with it, which is sad. Now, one thing I usually see happen is you present yourself the right way. You chose the right person. You took them down the dating funnel. And this is where people mess up. They went on this beautiful date. Everything is going good. And then it just didn't work out. And that's because they chose to become someone who they're not. And this is why I advise people, know your strengths and focus on them.
Oh,
so after going on a date, you get to understand like, okay, she likes this a specific way. She's this type of girl. She's a texter. She's this, she's that, she's this, she's that. But some of the things that she likes doesn't necessarily align with your strengths. Your job is to find what she likes and align them to your strength, not what she likes and align them to your weaknesses. And I'll give you a quick example. Some guys are better talkers than texters. You have some men, they can text phenomenally.
Yeah.
And you have some men, when they get you on the phone, you fall in love.
Yeah.
If you know, if you know that your strength is talking on the phone, don't go on the first date, have a phenomenal date, and then now when you communicate with her during a week following for the second date, you're going to try and text some weird stuff and trying to be flirty during text. And then it just, and then she's like, just, damn, this guy's awkward. This is weird.
Yeah, what's going on? The date was great, but now he's like weird and texting. But it's really because it's not your strength.
That's not your strength. Focus on your strength. So you know what? I'm going to prioritize talking to her on the phone. I'm not going to text
you.
Exactly. I'm going to text you good morning, text you midday for a check-in, text you at the night to see if we could talk. And that's about it. But when I get you on the phone, I'm going to work magic and you're going to love it. And that's what I think a lot of people should do.
True.
Focus on your strengths.
Totally. Totally. 100%.
100%. So yes, dating apps.
Funnel.
Okay. So yes, dating apps work. Work for us. It can work for you. If you follow those four steps, your presentation, choosing the right person, using Diana's creative dating detective funnel.
You did it too.
Listen,
we both kind of had that dating funnel, seriously.
And four, know your strengths and focus on that.
Yeah.
Yes. It is time for
the flag game.
Let's start over.
Give me the green one. I'm in the green one.
Okay. One. It is time for the flag game. Red or green flags revealed.
And I'm saying green.
No, I'm a green.
Look at your shirt, first of all. You're a full-on red flag.
Okay, first question. Is it a red flag if she texts you first on a dating app? Red or green?
Believe it or not, but it is a green flag.
It's a green flag.
Yes, it is. It's a green flag. It's not a red flag. Yes, women can also text you first on a dating app. That does not mean that, you know, she's slutty or...
Okay.
That really doesn't mean anything.
Okay, guys, does that mean she's thirsty? And if she texts you first on the app, does that mean it increases your chances of getting her? What does that mean?
What do you think? Can you answer that question?
I think...
Is it a green or a red flag?
Red.
Really? Red. You're lying. You're such a liar.
Red.
You're a liar because you know what, guys? I texted him first on the dating app.
All right, boss.
You're not going to go into details now.
Yes, on the next video, we will go into details and tell you guys our secret to finding each other.
And guys, let us know if you want to actually hear our story.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's very unique. Is it a red or a green flag if he has a girl on his profile pictures?
Ooh, on Instagram.
On Instagram or even on dating apps. There's some dudes out there that have pictures with women on their dating app profile.
That kind of doesn't make sense on a dating app, but
they do, but they claim it's their sister, so but who knows?
I'm not sure I'd post. Okay, let me not even go there. But I wouldn't put another woman on my Instagram because I know what that can cause. So I think that would be a red flag.
Yeah, more a red flag. I mean, like, it's more like of a negative perception to look at it.
Yeah, it is. And it begs a question in a woman's mind. So ladies, let us know, is that a red flag if he has another woman on his Instagram profile?
It is a red flag for sure. You know why?
Why?
Because that means now I gotta ask him, hey, who's this girl, you know? Without coming off as controlling or something, like, I gotta ask him, like, so who's this girl? Your mom, your sister, friend, your ex?
Okay, and vice versa. Is it a red flag if a woman has a man on her profile? Is that a red flag?
Yeah, I would say yes. I mean, I wouldn't put no pictures with another guy on it. Even if it was my brother, I wouldn't. Why should my brother be with me in that dating app for months?
Yeah, that's weird. This is a spicy one.
Spicy.
That Jamaican hot sauce. Ladies, let's say you take him down your dating funnel. The first date was amazing. He's everything you hope for. But you found out that he used to date one of your close friends. Red or green flag?
You did not say that.
Reveal. Is that a red flag? Remind you, this guy is... Let me paint a perfect picture for all the ladies out there. Because I can paint. I'm a great painter. I'm an artist. So this man is hitting on every level. Attraction is there. Emotionally, he's there. He's very romantic. He's a gentleman. He's everything you've ever wanted. Give me this flag. Give me this one. He's a green flag with all those things. And then he just communicated to you because he's very communicative. Women love that. He's very communicative. And he say, yeah, so I used to date that, you know. And you're like...
All right, let me be honest. The fact that he actually said that he used to date one of my friends, that's actually a green flag. So I appreciate his honesty. I appreciate he telling me that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, I would have to like swallow and like, okay, I would still keep going with the date. But then when I get home, I'm calling this friend and I'm going to ask her everything about him. Hey, listen, you know, I went on a date with this guy that you used to date. I didn't know about that. You got to tell me everything about him. So why didn't it work out with you guys? And I mean, it's just the thought that I'm actually dating someone that my friend used to date. It also depends. If they were just dating and there was just kissing, not more, then okay, maybe I would consider it. Maybe.
Listen.
But only if he has literally no red flags, okay? If there was more than kissing, yeah, red flag. Yeah, no, bye.
Listen,
it's a really hard question. I know it's a really hard question, but seriously, like, I had to think about all those steps. So, you know, it's a hard decision, you know?
All right, guys, let us know if that's a red flag or a green flag for
Please,
you.
Please, guys, say that you agree with me.
And tell us why. We want to know specifically why.
Yep.
Yep.
Let us know, guys. And don't forget to like, comment, and share, and subscribe.
That's right.
And we see you guys next time.
Next time. Let us know if you want to know our dating story.
Yep.
It's a good one.
Let us know in the comments.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.